Welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Bob Collins. You know, one of the hardest things of building an airplane is making the decision to build one in the first place. The funding has to be secure. The time has to be right. You have to be sure you have an ironclad plan of how it's going to fit into your life and how your life is going to fit into the ironclad plan. Joining me now are two friends who did none of that, Jack Beck and Marmy Klassen. Do I have your last name pronounced correctly?
Actually, it's Klassen.
Klassen, of course it is. Of Germantown, Wisconsin, they flew an RV-9, a beautiful, by the way, freshly painted RV-9, which will never sit next to my ugly airplane ever at Oshkosh. The pedigree of this project, though, came from uncertain times. And I wrote an article about them both a few years ago called Leap of Faith. In fact, if you Google Leap of Faith and RV airplane, it will appear. Thanks for coming in this afternoon. It's great to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Good to see you.
Take us back to the circumstances when you started the project.
Well, as you said, Bob, there's a right time and there's a wrong time to engage in a project like this. We picked what I think most people would say is the worst time in our lives to start the project, and it was one of the best things that we had ever done. Employment situation was terribly, terribly shaky. Income was terribly shaky. Income reserves, reserves were terribly shaky. We were recently married and working out a relationship. It is the time you work on other things other than building an airplane, but it was through building an airplane that we really secured and built a relationship, and we credit the airplane in many ways to that.
I love how you smile when he tells this story.
I do, because I had no interest in building the airplane whatsoever. I told him to build it because I was tired of hearing him talk about building airplanes, and I finally said, you know, we're just going to do this because you need to do something. And I was not tired of coming to EAA, but yeah. I was tired of, you know, oh, I want to build an airplane. And I said, let's do it, but I don't want anything to do with it, so go ahead and do it. And I got hooked into it.
So what you're saying is whining works for anybody who's thinking about building an airplane?
I can affirm that. Yeah, and have an amazing wife who is willing to take a risk with you. Marmy was willing to do that with me. Though her first experience at riveting, I was so concerned because I was asking her to come and participate in a practice session after a long week at a job that required a lot of her at the time. And I knew that I was asking her to do this in the face of what I had been told was a declaration of non-participation.
Right, yeah.
She is the one who didn't want to leave after 3 hours and was there bucking every single rivet in the airplane during the 2,200 some hours of our time constructing the aircraft.
What did you get out of this deal?
I love to travel around the country. I had a big list even before, you know, we built the airplane of wanting to go to national parks, and this just has opened that up even farther. So I love going to national parks, small parks, big parks. So it doesn't have to be just national parks, just traveling anywhere like that. So.
And it was all happy times while you were building.
Right, that's the second fallacy we've heard of the afternoon.
Yeah.
No, as any and every builder knows, there are times of incredible frustration. And that's why I think this project really helped us work out an early marriage relationship together, because we were confronted by challenges that needed to be carefully and creatively and lovingly managed. And what better place to do that than around a fuselage, right?
Yeah. We have a way of approaching building that's sometimes a little different. I mean, he will go and say, well, let's just do it this way and get it done. And I tend to mull the directions and think about it more. And most of the time that works out okay. Sometimes that, not very often, but sometimes that produces some friction. But I think that is a good team for building. You know, he would say, no, we're done. We need to move on and we need to do this. And there were a few times I said, no, you need to go do something else while I need to finesse this piece, or it's going to just end up, we order another piece because you're going to break it or ruin it. So.
Ironically, the one major component of the aircraft that I completely destroyed was destroyed while she was away at a conference.
Really? What part was that?
It was a landing gear mount.
What were you thinking?
What was I thinking? Yes.
Yeah, you did it without me. What were
that's
you thinking?
Right.
And so really, this I don't mean to be overly dramatic here, but the project brought you closer together? Is that...
Yeah, it sounds a little too syrupy.
It does?
To be true. And I'm not saying that our story would be every person's story. It certainly would never project our experience into other people's stories. But I can tell you for sure that for us, this horrific time where we were struggling with finding our direction, footing, it was a place that brought us together and provided a trajectory of hope. Because when we weren't building, we would be planning trips and talking about things we would do with the airplane. And for folks who are struggling through more difficult current circumstances, sometimes it's that hope of what's to come and the fun of what's to come that can carry you through the present moment. It did that for us.
Yeah,
it's good learning too. It was fun to learn something different, at least for me. I think I told you one time, mm-hmm. I didn't grow up learning how to turn wrenches and things like that. I still have to say lefty loosey, righty tighty.
I tell you a story?
Oh, please.
Because you told me the story a couple of times, and I've heard the lefty loosey, righty tighty thing before. Since we chatted, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, mm-hmm. I have your voice in my head when I'm building airplanes. And I'm trying to, like, I'm putting a fuel filter in or something, and I'm putting, and I hear Marmy saying, oh, lefty loosey, righty tighty. So thanks for that.
I'm sorry.
Do you ever get
that.
To, I mean, have you given advice to other couples who have been kicking around this idea of building an airplane?
Oh, we're always happy to share our experience with others as a way of helping them figure out what they might expect in terms of challenges that lay ahead and some things that we might did to manage ourselves through those. I think more often, though, rather than paint the negative side, I like to tell people about what a great experience it was for us. So enjoyable that Marmy keeps pulling at my shirt sleeve and saying, let's build something else. We've got this airplane done. Let's go build something else. And you wouldn't get that unless the building experience had been something that had been a very positive relational experience for us.
Do you miss building?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
For sure. So there's another one coming.
I think so. I know. I guess we have to scrape up the dough and get it. But it really was so much fun. I mean, and you know, we live in Wisconsin in the winter when you absolutely cannot fly because it's just so cold. Yeah. It would be fun to build.
Boy. I tell you. And now you're going to be traveling to all the national parks. Mm-hmm.
We've enjoyed that. We actually 3 weeks ago got back from a trip to West Yellowstone, and we're backpacking and hiking. I think we did 80 miles in 12 days of hiking and backpacking in that area, and came back with our appetite whetted for more. And hopefully we can work out an August trip, right?
Yeah, but even if they're day trips to the little small national monuments and things. Pipestone, Minnesota, you can go to, and Cumberland Gap National Historical Park in Kentucky is nice day trips you can go to as well. Those are neat places. So
I'm so glad you guys came in today. It's so great to see you again. It's been a few years. I hope to see you at a national park somewhere.
Absolutely.
My plane will be parked way on the other side, but we'll find each other one way or the other.
Sounds great.
Thanks. Jack Beck and Marmy Clayson has been with us. This is EAA Radio. I'm Bob Collins.